Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Market Bites. I'm Sam.
And I'm Josh.
And we're here to break down three of the hottest financial events that happened this week, so you can keep your finger on the pulse on your way to work, at the gym, wherever and whenever you have time to get updated.
Please remember that this podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode.
So, are you ready?
Here we go.
Hello everyone and welcome back for another episode of Market Bites. This one is a special one. We've got the latest retail investor beat survey, which we are going to go through. And that means I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Ben Laidler, our global market strategist. Ben, how are you?
Yeah, great. Good to be here. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Josh.
Well, I was just saying, and for our listeners, hopefully you can all send your well wishes to Josh, who has done his back in. Playing football. I actually didn't find out how, but I know he does play football on a Wednesday. So he's done his back in and he can barely move. And I'm sure you're all very sympathetic at home. Ben, our backs are okay for now. So let's crack on with the rib. What is it? Why do we do it?
Yeah, so this is our survey of what global retail investors are thinking. And maybe more importantly, what they're doing with their money. We've been running this survey for nearly 3 years now to really keep a pulse on the retail investor. So this is a poll of 10,000 DIY investors in 13 countries, from the US to Australia and across Europe. And really just a recognition that they're more important now than ever, but still pretty chronically misunderstood.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those that are watching along on YouTube, if you do like this content, please do like, share, subscribe. And if you're on the podcast, the link is in the bio, should you want to watch along and see us feel sorry for Josh. So let's get into it. And by the way, it's also in the bio, the link to the report. So do check that out. There's some really interesting findings there. Tech and crypto then, Ben. I mean, rightly have been at the forefront of retail investors' investments over the last couple of years. Have we seen that continue? Does anything immediately stick out to you about their investment decisions overall?
Yeah, so the big takeaway is retail investors are sticking with the big tech, crypto and AI sort of winners that have served them so well in the last few months. So a third of retail investors own crypto assets today. I mean, that's a massive number and really explains why crypto is this sort of retail dominated asset class. Secondly, tech is still the most popular sector for retail investors to buy. And we also see this on our platform. You know, every single one of the top 10 most owned stocks on the platform are tech stocks. When asked why they own tech, interestingly, investors are pretty split between the profits growth, which you're seeing these tech stocks deliver, which is very high, and the sort of more thematic outlook to get exposure to AI. And AI was, you know, really interesting sort of takeaway here. More retail investors are planning to invest in AI stocks than own AI stocks today. So I guess, you know, this just makes me feel, you know, bullish that the momentum in AI stocks, you know, may well just keep going.
Yeah, feels that way, doesn't it? For those that are listening, watching along, feel free to get involved in the conversation. Any questions that you have, feel free to put them in the comment section and we can get back to you. What are we now? Just about to get into April, but this year then is the year of elections and I guess potential rate cuts. Do we see anything planned from a rebalancing point of view from retail investors? If so, are there any reasons behind those decisions?
So retail investors absolutely looking ahead here. More than half are planning to rebalance their portfolios with driven by the interest rate cuts, which are coming from the Fed and the ECB, you know, over the summer. You know, the three most common rebalancing changes that they're looking at, one is to put more money into stocks. Two, that's particularly into dividend stocks, which is very interesting in sort of markets like the UK, which have, you know, big dividend yields, and which have also lagged. And thirdly, they're looking to, you know, take money out of cash. also very interesting given the, you know, colossal amounts of cash that are still on the sidelines, you know, right now. So I think, guess that's all bullish for stocks. And as you say, it's also, you know, a massive year for elections, but their investors, you know, a bit more split as to, you know, half of them care about them, half of them don't. But, you know, this is a massive year, over half the global population's, you know, voting this year. And it's really picking up in the next quarter. Elections in India, South Africa, Mexico, European Union.
Busy, busy year. I'm sure there's going to be many twists and turns, but very interesting that they're looking to hold less cash. And therefore, it would be pretty interesting to see what would happen in global equities should we have a bit of a pullback, because we've got so many markets either at all-time highs or very close to those. Obviously, you've got China near the lows of the, well, multi-year lows at the moment. But when you look at the DAX on all-time highs, the US equities, the FTSE, even creeping up as well in recent times. Following on from all of that, with the markets and sectors retail investors have been prioritizing, do we think that actually makes sense? You know, are retail investors onto something here? How do we see it in comparison?
Well, so there are two trends that come through sort of loud and clear. One, they're sticking with the sort of US and tech, you know, winners. The US is still the most popular country, you know, to invest in. Tech still the most popular sector. But there is this building rotation under the surface, the closer we get to rate cuts. And, you know, as we see the sort of rally broadening out, you know, Europe and Japan have outperformed, you know, the US this year, for example. So we're already beginning to see this. And the message clearly is that that's going to, you know, extend. So banks, real estate are the second and third most popular sectors for retail investors, you know, to look at. And these are clearly the most sensitive sectors to that economic outlook for a soft landing and lower interest rates. And similarly, you know, Europe and emerging markets, which are both very cheap in valuation terms, but also sort of very economically and interest rate sensitive, they're the second and third most favored destinations for retail investors. China's a contrarian fourth. You know, as you say, it's been a real laggard. But, you know, places like Japan, the UK, Australia remain, you know, very out of sight and out of mind. And each poll sort of less than 5% amongst retail investors.
Interesting. I guess, you know, without wanting to wish away time, it'd be interesting to see how that develops over the course of the year, 3 months down the line, and then, you know, in half a year as well. Are investors still worried about inflation more so quarter on quarter or less so? Also, I guess, what else has the attention of the retail crowd when it comes to the risk factors?
Well, the nature of markets is there's always plenty to worry about. And we get a real sort of sense of that from this survey. Retail investors are becoming less worried by inflation. That was the previous sort of top pick. Now it's only equal with a global recession. So inflation risk coming down, maybe unsurprisingly, given that the rates of inflation have also cooled, you know, across the world. Recession risk still reasonably elevated. I take that with a pinch of salt. I mean, the US economy is probably over-delivering here, but let's not forget, you know, China's been disappointing, Europe sort of flirting with recession. But the rising risk is geopolitical, and maybe not a surprise. The Ukraine war is dragging into its third year. We've got plenty of tensions in the Middle East, and we have this unprecedented election calendar.
Yeah, this year just gets more busy and busy. It's remarkable, you know, just how busy that economic calendar is going to be over the coming months and or data calendar, whichever way you want to look at it. But also, we've had a great start to the year. You know, let's not forget that we've got a buffer. Yep. Should anything turn the other way, I think it is the 15th best start of the year, the S&P 500, something like that. Don't quote me exactly. Regardless of the risks then we've just discussed, are retail investors, would you say, happy with their portfolio? Because look, we've got so many markets that are on all-time highs. So I imagine people are pretty positive.
Well, they are. And they're definitely taking the long view and, you know, maybe being a little bit sort of Teflon coated. You know, an increasing 77%, so overwhelming majority, feel confident in their portfolios. And a third of investors have increased or are planning to increase the amount of money they invest, you know, in the market. And that, I think, is something like 4 to 5 times the amount of the proportion that plan to take money out of the market. And you delve into the numbers, this has absolutely been helped by people being fairly secure in their jobs. We have pretty tight jobs markets and outlooks for economies, broadly stable, although, again, scratch the surface and there are definitely some differences. Higher levels of economic uncertainty in the UK and Europe, maybe unsurprisingly, given that we're sort of flirting with recession, whereas, Danes, the Dutch, feeling a lot more positive about their home economies.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, though, isn't it? You go over these risks and markets are still on, well, for the most part, most markets are on their all-time highs. And it just makes you think, imagine if these situations even get a little bit better. Maybe there is more room to run and run and run. Or if a dip does come in for whatever reason, it just gives people the opportunity to load up again. We'll have to see how that goes. Let us know in the chat whether you agree with that or actually you feel that this market is a bit toppy and actually really does need to go into a bit of a correction. We've talked about the election years. It's one of the sort of the biggest in memory, certainly. How are the retail crowd approaching this? And do you, on the face of it, agree with their decision making at the moment?
So there's an old investment adage out there saying, don't mix politics with your portfolio. But retail investors are basically ignoring that. basically, nearly half, 49%, claim that they are considering their investments when they decide who to vote for. And these levels are highest in the US, Germany, Poland, and amongst younger investors. But, it is very split. 47% basically think politics is not relevant to their portfolios, led by the Danes, the Dutch again. There must be something going on in both those markets. And by older investors, 55% plus, who I guess, are so old and cynical and think they've all seen it before. Interestingly, the political views of retail investors skew, to the center right and the right. But there is a significant sort of middle ground of nearly 15% of investors, which I think is interesting because that's more than enough to decide, any of these tighter elections.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know in the chat also where you're from, whether you're bullish, whether you're bearish, and whatever market it is. Let's get a conversation going. Now, Ben, for those people that have been following this podcast for a number of years, we always ask you to give them a rating out of 10. So we're going to come to that shortly. Final question before we do get there. Financial influencers and social media. Thoughts on all of this? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is there a clear story here and an impact?
So it's interesting. So if you take a step back and look at the growth of retail investors in the last few years, it's been led by younger, sort of more digitally savvy investors. It's been led by female investors. And the growth rates have been huge. I mean, it's even in the last couple of years, it's up by nearly a quarter. So in this survey, we asked people how they research their investments. And it's very interesting. I mean, social media is a really important medium for retail investors to, do that researching process. Ranking them out, financial influencers are the fourth most important, social media the fifth most important, online forums, I guess like Reddit was just IPO, the eighth most important. So, very, very relevant. And just to put this in perspective, the most important, number one, Google. Number two, I guess, is sort of traditional media. Number three is, personal recommendations. So that's sort of the context. Interestingly, for sort of, old fogies like me, books. Remember those things?
No.
They rank dead last, number 10. And just before you get all cocky, podcasts, number 9, I'm afraid.
Well, hopefully we're not ninth in everyone's list. But it's been interesting, isn't it, to see that. And, just thinking of Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days. I have it open for most part of the days. And if you're following the right accounts, it can be so valuable. It really can in getting the information. If a market event happens, you get people that, are experts in those fields tweeting about it straight away. It can be very, very beneficial as well. And of course, you've got the eToro feed. But hopefully, we are above ninth in everyone's list. Right, Ben, let's get on to this rating out of 10 then. Last few have actually been pretty positive. from memory that you've given them. Is this one still positive? And then finish up with a 1-minute summary of our key findings.
So yeah, I think retail investors are on a roll, right? So I think I ranked them maybe 8 or 9 last quarter. I would do the same again this quarter. Yeah. So call it 8.5 for the same reasons. They've stuck with the winners. They've been long crypto, long tech, long AI. Those have basically been the three best performing assets of the last quarter, as they were of the quarter before. The summary, I think maybe 3 things. One, retail investors are looking ahead and planning to adapt their strategies to the rate cuts and economic soft landing, which is coming, very much in line with our view. So looking at these sort of smaller, more interest rate, you know, underperforming bits of the market and sectors. Secondly, you know, still worried about geopolitics, which, you know, I think makes sense. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world, but also recognizing, you know, markets do sort of climb these walls of worry. And a lot of those other risks, whether it's, you know, recession or inflation sort of cooling, you know, a little bit. So again, right to worry, but not enough to, I think, derail markets. And I think the big picture story remains very positive. The number of retail investors just continuing to grow very strongly, led by younger investors, led by female investors. And to your point, educating themselves in different ways. Social media, you know, playing a really, really big part in that process.
Retail investors, give yourselves a pat on the back. A great quarter, it seems. And Ben's given you a good rating there. Be interesting, of course, to see how that develops throughout what's going to be a very, very busy year. Please do remember you've got the eToro Academy, speaking of education, where you've got guides, podcasts, videos, courses as well. We've got the new course starting, I think, first week of May, whatever the first Wednesday is there. You've got the Daily Voice that Ben does, which is available on all podcast platforms. And of course, the Trader Talks and Stock Breaks, which come out periodically as well. Ben, as always, thank you very much for joining.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Trade safe.
You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.